In the next 5 minutes, just get her in the spirit. Just get her in the spirit. Sonda brata papos, kidatalia, cabrenda papalahata, Zambre toko, sabranda papalata papana, Ambre capatapande bratoko, sabanda brata papalata, Itemenente braca patapanda bratapaya. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, we are in his excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Asobalia pesh.
Ratatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat Kapato, Iapatato, Kapata Papo, Iatato, 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 Swata Papadita, Atapata Katata, Tatapata, Rapata, Tatapata, Tatapata, Apeka Petanata, Ratapata, Apata, Yatata, Tata, Aya.
Ah! be drunk. Be transported by this drink. When a man drinks it, he's speaking to another realm. Praises in God. Sinana inakate anamadato yanamane yanamane.
Thank you. You are forever, your name is ever great.
You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the power before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. Akatadish, kataha, bakasi, katanamosh, kaya sakadesh, obaba.
When you are here,
Cover us. There are miracles happening, creative miracles. My God, roots disappear. Body parts form. God's presence is ministering to people. Say unto me, come up here.
by that declaration, a transport system was provided for him to carry him into higher realms in God. It is the desire of God to bring us to higher realms, because most of the things that we seek is a possibility in the kingdom, but it is not in the realm that we are dwelling. And because of that, we need to be carried. What God is doing is to carry you. When the glory of God comes down, everything becomes possible. Where is your glory? Everything becomes possible. It is on this basis that we actually wait on the glory. It is majestic. It is the Holy Spirit that ministers the presence of God. And if there is any way that we will know the presence and the glory of God, then we need to know the Holy Spirit, precious Holy Spirit. Except He teaches us the presence, we will not know. There is no man that knows the presence. He has to teach us afresh the presence. He is the one that ministers the presence of God. Anytime the presence of God is ministered, then it's because the Holy Spirit is mightily present. The essence of God is ministered by the Holy Spirit. All the talk about Jesus is only mere letters, except the Holy Spirit comes and makes it a reality in your spirit. The reality you carry is measured by the walking and the presence of the Spirit of God in your life. Under the cloud of His presence and glory, everything is possible. God cannot do many things except He brings us under this cloud, except He brings us under this presence. Then many things will be possible. John said, I was in the Spirit the Lord's day. In other words, the realm of the Spirit is not strange for Him. He is an active participant of things that pertains to the Spirit. But a day came, and His functionality is not enough to take care of the present circumstances. So, an extraordinary meeting was conducted in heaven. The consequence of that meeting is what we are seeing. The Holy Ghost now poured His presence. The Bible says, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. But by the time that sound was entering the space where they are gathered, what they saw was divided, cloven tongues of fire that was resting on this man. That means for you to actually understand what is happening, you have to participate in a meeting that took place where? In heaven. So that you will know that it was sound that is made there. I hope you know that the communication modes of God is not, it's not really in letters. It's not really verbal. God communicates in light and sound. So the man that heard sound was actually a discussion that was going on in the realm of the Spirit. Haven't you heard in the book of Revelation that an angel took a trumpet and blew, and then John spoke and interpreted what that trumpet was saying? What the angel did was what? To blow a trumpet. It was a sound that he made. When that sound was made, certain men were endued with grace to be able to interpret the meaning of that sound, because encoded in that sound is what God wants to do. inability to tapping into the meaning of that sound will mean that we will live without the benefit of the sound that the Holy Ghost is making. There was a sound that was heard in heaven. By the time he entered the space of man, it was fire. That was the sound that was being made, that the Holy Ghost is about to fill men, clothe them, equip them, endure them. So if God wants to bring you into a new economy, he makes another sound and then carry you by the spirit of that sound. If you yield yourself, submit yourself, then you are carried. John said, I was in the spirit. In fact, being in the spirit is a prerequisite, it's a qualification to participate in this. Because if you are not in the spirit, you are not invited. It is only men that are in the spirit that are what? Invited. Then when you are in the spirit, there will be a call to come up higher. The revelations and the things that was about to be shown the man was of things that are deep and about to come. Many of them, the Lord told him, seal these things, for they are things that will yet happen. Just because a man yielded and he was carried, he was brought to a place where men are afraid to walk on. There is nothing we can do in the kingdom except we are carried. And whenever the presence and the glory of God invades, it's an opportunity to be carried once again. As I tell you, that the Holy Spirit is the only one that can minister the presence of God. So if God wants to carry us into higher places in Him, where possibilities dwell, there are places you enter, certain things cannot be there. When you are carried into that realm, there are realms in the glory of God, sickness is not there. So once you are carried by that atmosphere, that release from heaven, into that atmosphere, into that place, that location, even if it's cancer, it drops. There is no need for prayer. Afflictions, devils leave. There are some things that cannot be accommodated in higher realms in God. The solution that God has for it is not to be trying to reach out to you. No, what he does is to invite you in. And as you come in into that place, then those things become your own possibilities. The Bible says, John was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and then he heard a voice. The resultant effect of yielding to the demand of that voice is that the transport system, the presence, the glory came down. Coming down with it is many facilities. Coming down with it is a troop, a troop, a legion of angels with many possibilities given to them when they come in. I hope you know that the Bible says that whenever the glory of God comes, something accompanies it. It is called the train. So when God comes, something, train. Who are the train? What does it mean for God to be called the Lord God of hosts, the Lord Sabaoth? What does it mean? It means that God does not go alone. God never goes alone. Whenever he goes, an entourage follows him. Are you with me now? So those entourage begins to do their job. They don't need to be invited. You see, there are many things that will not happen if we just have ministration of angel ministration. Mighty things will happen. But when God comes, he mobilizes every facility, every angel, every resource is galvanized by his presence. So an admittance, an admission into that presence will make every single thing possible. And that is what God knows. So he told John, I know you are in the spirit, but there is a call. Come up here. There is a realm where every possibility lies. Your prayer is already, are you with me? Your prayer point is not a prayer point in that place. It's a reality. It's a living reality. In that place, God healed the sick is not a prayer point. The work is to be carried into depths, into
called depths in glory, depths in presence. When you get into that place, naturally some things fall out of your life. There are some demonic attacks that will stop instantly when you are gathered into higher places in God's glory. What you will notice is that there will be an envelope around you. Sometimes you will feel it tangibly. Oh my God. That is a ball of light that no arrow can penetrate. You don't need to say, my enemy is this one. No. God's plan for preservation of man is to bring you to higher places in his glory, where light dwells. In that place, no arrow can pass. It brings you up higher. And then, when you soak yourself in that glory, when you come, any place you come, those demons, those stuff, they fly off. Sickness flies off. More importantly, in the glory of God, there is a ministration of deeper realms of intimacy. There are things you never know are possible in God. But when you are brought into the glory, then you will now know that there are deeper realms of intimacy. Test and see that the Lord is good. We will never know until we are gathered into that place. The presence of God is precious. It's precious. It's precious. God can give you anything. He can give you the gift of word of knowledge. Give you everything. Give you the gift of utterance. Give you many things. But the presence is precious. His presence is an approver. He is saying, I'm going with you. I'm not sending you with just anointing and some angels and some gifts. I'm going with you. That is the greatest approval that a man can receive. That was what was told Jesus. Say, good master, no one can do this. He said, be with him. They spoke about Jesus in the book of Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Say how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about being good. That is not the all. The most important thing there is that the scripture says, for God was with him. For God was with him. For God was with him. The presence is tangible. There is something God is trying to make out of us in this time. He's trying to make out of us men of his presence. There are some things you test so much that you will lose what the presence does to a man is that it calibrates your spiritual test board. There are some things that you naturally lose desire for when you soak yourself in the presence. When you come out of that place, sometimes you don't feel like eating. You are not fasting. You don't feel like watching television. You don't feel like gisting with people. All those things that you use discipline to hold yourself from doing, the presence is the answer. Because the presence has with it an immeasurable dimension of satisfaction that is brought to your spirit, brought to your soul, most times brought to your body. There is a longing in the heart of a man that nothing mundane can satisfy. Once the presence of God begins to minister to that desire, that hole in your heart, that yearning, then every other thing loses its effect on you. Suddenly your worry will go. Some of the things that is disturbing you will begin to pale in significance, in comparison. When the glory of God comes, suddenly you find out nothing really matters in this life except God. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. You can take anointing. You can take ministry. You can take job. You can take anything. You can take car. You can take money. You can take, but don't take your presence. Don't take your presence. Don't take your presence. Make out of us once again men of your presence. That
That is what God is intending to do at this time. Men of his presence. Because I saw, brother, not I saw the angel of God's presence. I know you people have not heard of it, but you have heard that story. When I went to minister in Lagos, those angels, that angel, he came down. And there is a way he walks. He begin to spread the presence all around. After some time, somebody that is neutral suddenly will not be neutral again. You cannot come under the influence of that presence and be neutral. No. It will drag you and suck you in. That thing can arrest your attention. That's what arrests men's attention. It's not shout. It's not. If you shout, it's not bad. But what in the shout that arrests men's presence? Arrest men's attention is the presence. The presence. So that angel begins to minister the presence of God. Minister, minister. Have you been seeking that you retain the capacity to arrest men's attention? Then a higher dimension of God's glory will now come upon your life. That is what it takes to attract everything you need for life and destiny. If you have not attracted some, that means you have not interacted in higher realms of the world. When you interact in that place, then you will attract the things that you need. What does it say? If you interact in higher realms of the world, you will attract the resources that you need. Whether it be human resources or whatever resources, anointing, whatever it is, gifts of the Spirit, whatever it is that you need to prosecute your destiny, you interact in higher realms of the glory of God, and then you attract those things. You interact, and then you what? Attract. That is the easiest way. Or rather, because men don't want to submit their will and yield afresh to the Holy Spirit, it seems as if the journey is far. No. The only way for God to give you something and not lose you is to do it by the ministration of his presence. Because he cannot give you with his presence and not go with you. And if it's true that it's the presence of God, it means that God himself is your ultimate focus, ultimate goal. You cannot carry the glory and the presence of God enough in a dimension that can shake your territory, shake your generation, and attract every single thing you need to prosecute your destiny, except you make Christ Jesus your unique goal. Not anointing, not power, not ministry, not job, not anything. Not even ministry, not even healing the sick, not even helping people as good as they are. These things will be a resultant effect of interacting with the presence. The gifts of the Spirit will be so much strong and evident in your life, because you have interacted with the Holy Spirit in a dimension that these resources have been activated. The healing anointing becomes strong, very strong. In these days, the healing anointing, the healing grace, there will be a mighty move of the healing anointing. The men that will be consistent in this are men that know how to interact in the glory of God. Can you interact in 2 minutes? The presence you seek is not really outside, it's inside of you. Look in deep and interact. And then what you will notice is that you will start feeling it on your body. You will feel it on your body. That's what I'm saying. You will feel it. It will seem as if a garment has been flung over you, like a cloud, like a mantle, like a man carrying a mantle, like a man carrying a mantle. Oh, Masande Debarata Hassan. Like a man carrying a mantle, like a man. Mantle us with your presence, O God. Mantle us with your glory. Mantle us with your presence. Mantle us with your glory. Mantle us with your presence. Mantle us with your glory. Mantle us, mantle us. mantles. Many of you will experience a mighty move of the glory of God like you never seen before. You will think you are still normal, but you find out that you are no more normal. Mantle us with your glory, mantle us with your glory, mantle us with your presence, with your presence, mantle us with your presence, mantle us with your presence. Pray for the next 30 seconds.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we will know.
let there be mighty and speedy answers. Look at this, give them high, Takash. Minister to everyone request here, O God, we ask. Minister to everyone person. Minister to everyone person. Minister to everyone need. Minister to everyone need. We cannot come under this cloud and these things remain the same. Minister, 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 Lord, minister, Lord, minister, Lord.
Jesus' mighty name.